Every hour your team spends writing a doomed tender is an hour stolen from fee-earning work. The UK public sector spent £45.4 billion directly with SMEs in 2024. Yet, according to the Federation of Small Businesses, 62% of SMEs find the procurement process too complex to engage with. Many fall into a costly trap. They bid on everything that looks vaguely relevant, spreading their resources thin and driving their win rates into the floor. Welcome to this Bidwell Technical Guide. Today we are talking about the bid-no-bid decision tree. It is a defendable framework for choosing which tenders to chase and which to walk away from. If you write your own tender responses regularly, this is the process that protects your margin and reduces burnout in your bid team. Instead of asking if you can do the work, this framework forces you to ask if you can win the contract, and if it is worth winning. Writing a compliant, persuasive response to a public sector tender is expensive. A typical SME might invest 30 to 50 hours of specialist time into a single response. When you factor in the salaries of bid writers, subject matter experts, and directors, a single submission can easily cost between £2,000 and £5,000 in internal time. If your win rate is sitting at 20%, you are spending up to £25,000 to win a single contract. For an SME, that cost of acquisition is often unsustainable. A bid-no-bid decision tree acts as a filter. It stops you from investing 50 hours into an opportunity where an incumbent supplier is deeply embedded, or where the pricing weighting makes the contract commercially unviable. When you bid on everything, your strongest bids suffer. Your bid writers resort to copying and pasting boilerplate content because they lack the time to tailor the response. The result is a cycle of low-quality submissions that fail to score well. By implementing a rigorous tender qualification process, you flip this dynamic. You bid less often, but you win more frequently. The hours saved by walking away from unwinnable tenders are reinvested into the opportunities where you have a genuine right to win. A reliable bid-no-bid decision tree evaluates opportunities across four distinct pillars. Each pillar contains specific binary questions that prevent your team from relying on gut feeling. You must assess the strategic fit, commercial viability, capability and capacity, and competitive position of every opportunity before committing resources. Let us break down the first pillar. Strategic fit. Does this contract align with your business objectives? Chasing revenue that drags you outside your core competency is a fast route to delivery failure. You need to look at service alignment. Is the core requirement something you deliver daily, or would you need to build new capabilities? You also need to look at the target market and the contract value. Is the value large enough to justify the bidding cost, but small enough that you meet the typical financial threshold? Most public sector buyers require your annual turnover to be at least twice the contract value to mitigate financial risk. The second pillar is commercial viability. Winning a contract that loses money is worse than losing the bid. You must evaluate the commercial reality before you write a single word. Look at the pricing weighting. If the evaluation criteria heavily weight price, say 60% or more, can you compete against larger suppliers with economies of scale? SMEs often struggle to win price-driven tenders against massive corporations. You also need to assess margin and the terms and conditions. Are there unlimited liability clauses or punitive KPIs that expose your business to unacceptable risk? If the risk profile is too high, walk away. The third pillar is capability and capacity. Having the skills to deliver the work is not the same as having the capacity to write a winning bid and mobilize the contract. Do you have three recent, highly relevant case studies to prove your capability? Without strong references, your quality score will suffer. Do you hold the mandatory certifications, like Cyber Essentials Plus or ISO 27001, required by the buyer? Obtaining these certifications during the tender period is rarely feasible. And crucially, does your team have the bandwidth to write a high-quality response before the deadline without compromising existing client work? A rushed bid is a failed bid. The fourth and final pillar is competitive position. This is where most SMEs fail in their tender qualification. You must assess your position relative to the rest of the market. Is there an incumbent supplier? If so, is there evidence that the buyer is unhappy with their performance? Displacing an embedded incumbent is notoriously difficult. Have you engaged with this buyer before the notice was published? Do you understand their underlying drivers? Pre-market engagement provides invaluable insight. Finally, do you have a clear, demonstrable structural advantage over your likely competitors? You need a compelling reason why the buyer should choose you over a larger, more established rival. A decision tree is only useful if it produces a definitive answer. To achieve this, you need a weighted scoring matrix. Assign a score out of 5 for each criterion within your 4 pillars. Then, apply a weighting to each pillar based on what matters most to your business. For example, if you are a highly specialized professional services firm, you might weight capability at 40% and commercial viability at 20%. Establish a hard threshold. If an opportunity scores below 65%, It is an automatic no bid. If it scores between 65 and 75%, it requires director level sign off. If it scores above 75%, you commit resources and bid to win. Do not allow the bid team to fudge the numbers to push a favored opportunity over the line. The threshold must be absolute. The Procurement Act 2023, which took effect in February 2025, changes the landscape for SME bid strategy. Buyers can now use planned procurement notices to signal upcoming contracts long before the formal tender is published. This gives SMEs a crucial advantage. You can begin your bid-no-bid decision process months in advance, allowing you to build relationships and gather intelligence via freedom of information requests. The Act also aims to reduce bureaucratic barriers for SMEs, like allowing proof of insurance only upon contract award. The Find a Tender service now acts as a central digital platform where you can store core business details. However, this ease of submission should not tempt you into the trap of bidding blindly. Let us look at a worked example to see how this works in practice. Imagine a reel shaped opportunity based on a notice published on the Find a Tender service. The opportunity is IT services support for a regional health innovation network. The value is between £20,762,100. The evaluation is 70% quality, 10% social value, and 20% price. Mandatory requirements include Cyber Essentials Plus. Imagine you are an IT managed services provider based in the region with £1 million turnover. We weight each of the four pillars at 25%. For strategic fit, you score 4.6 out of 5. Fully managed IT support is your core offering. The health sector is a target growth area, and the £60,000 value is perfectly sized for your £1 million turnover. For commercial viability, you score 4.5 out of 5. Price is only 20%, which heavily favors a high-quality SME over a volume-driven provider competing solely on cost for capability and capacity. You score 4.6 out of 5. You have multiple strong case studies. You hold Cyber Essentials Plus, and you have the capacity to write the bid. For competitive position, you score 2.0 out of 5. There is an incumbent supplier. You have no prior relationship with the buyer, and your differentiation is moderate. Your total weighted score is 78.5%. The decision is a clear bid, despite the weak competitive position regarding the incumbent. The heavy weighting on quality and the perfect strategic fit make this a highly qualified opportunity. The low price weighting means you can bid a sustainable margin and win on technical merit. Even with a decision tree in place, SMEs frequently make predictable errors. One common mistake is bidding out of desperation when the pipeline is dry. Bidding on poorly fitted contracts out of desperation wastes the exact resources you need to find and win the right work. Stick to your threshold. Another mistake is ignoring the incumbent. If an incumbent has held a contract for 5 years and the buyer has not signaled dissatisfaction, displacing them requires a radically superior offer or a significantly lower price. Underestimating the cost of social value is another trap. Central government contracts mandate a minimum 10% weighting for social value, promising extensive community initiatives to score points without costing them into your margin will destroy the profitability of the contract. Treat social value commitments as hard deliverables. You also must not treat the decision as final. Implement a secondary review point midway through the bid process. If new information fundamentally changes the score, be prepared to kill the bid. Sunk costs are irrelevant. Finally, failing to track outcomes makes your decision tree just guesswork. Review your scorecard quarterly and adjust the weightings based on empirical data. Let us run through a quick Q&A based on the most common questions we hear. First, who should own the bid-no-bid decision? The decision should be a consensus between sales, operations, and finance. However, the bid manager or a designated director should own the process and hold the veto power to prevent emotional decision-making. Second, how long should the qualification process take? A preliminary bid-no-bid decision should take no longer than 30 minutes. You are assessing the high-level criteria. If it passes the initial filter, you can spend a few hours on a deep dive. Third, should we ever bid on a contract we know we will lose? Rarely. The only strategic exception is a loss leader bid to introduce your business to a key buyer. But this is an expensive marketing exercise. Finally, does a bid-no-bid decision tree work for frameworks? Yes. Getting onto a framework is only the first step. You must still apply a rigorous bid-no-bid decision to every call-off contract published under that framework. To sum up, implementing a clear bid-no-bid decision tree protects your margin, reduces burnout in your bid team, and focuses your SME bid strategy on the contracts where you have a genuine structural advantage. The hours saved by walking away from unwinnable tenders are reinvested into the opportunities where you have a genuine right to win. For more detail, read the full written guide. And remember, Bidwell is the platform that automates this work, helping you manage your bids and win more public sector contracts.